Star Market Celtics Tonight continues from the Garden. It's the Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, which means it must be a Monday in January. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. There was so much to jump into and to take in, I thought, on Saturday night. My number one, and tell me if you're with me on this, is that the elite teams, the championship teams, they make you pay for every little mistake.
There's no doubt about it. You know, I thought the other night that was the key. I thought both teams played well. I thought we played hard. I thought we did a lot of good things. But they just jumped on our mistakes and made us pay for them.
I would imagine you could probably quantify in watching it again how many. Are you doing okay?
I'm living.
I mean that's
good.
All we can do, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Let this be proof positive that we gutted out here.
That's right.
What the circumstances.
There's no doubt about that.
82 games, and we're here for all of them. You must be able to, at some level, quantify what one little mistake, even on a point of emphasis on getting back in transit, whatever it is, that over the course of that game, those little mistakes, they probably added up, what, 20, 30 points? Who knows?
No, there's no question. They were more than that. You know, we gave up 31 points in transition. We gave up 13 points on leakouts, which if you go back through our games against Golden State in the past, we just haven't done that. And, you know, last year in two games, we gave up 37 points in transition. So that's the difference in the game. Now, we found ways to score. We found ways to stay attached and give ourselves a chance. But, you know, you just your margin for error decreases so much if you don't take advantage of each and every opportunity.
You used a term in describing what Steph does on the offensive end. You used the term relocating, which I thought was tremendous, because that's really what – I mean, Ray Allen was doing it years ago. Reggie Miller always did it. But this has become – such an important part. And it's, you sit here and say, fans will look and say, how do you lose Steph Curry? And I would imagine it's because no one's ever done that as well as Steph Curry does.
Yeah, he's the best in our game at it, and Klay Thompson's number two.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if I can even pinpoint who the third one would be. The third one might be tonight, might be one of the guys on the Nets. They do a good job of it too. Joe Harris does an unbelievable job of it. But I just think there's such a big separation between the way the Warriors get out and find those guys and are always looking for them, and those guys are always playing with such intensity to get to those spots. And they make you pay if you fall asleep. And, you know, those three relocation shots were tough on us, and then losing them in transition. You know, I think one of the things when you're playing against guys like that is you've got to run back and you've got to be thinking, okay, the whole team has to be thinking about the basket and the ball, and then the rest of the team, and then everybody in the gym is thinking about Curry. And we just needed to be better getting to him earlier. Thompson, too.
Well, at least you get to take your foot off the gas pedal against a team that's not very hot.
Man, and they're playing well, aren't they?
It's great. I mean, I literally looked this up over the last, you know, from when they started winning games. Golden State has the second best record in the NBA, and Brooklyn has the best record. They're 19-5 in their last 24. And I guess we start here. Now we've seen them twice, and we've seen them two different versions. We'll get almost a different version here tonight to look at. But the one thing that all three versions have in common is that they play so hard all the time.
They do. They've got a way of playing. They've got a style. They believe in it. They're together. You know, it doesn't look like they've got much other than a group that enjoys playing together. And so it's a really good job by Kenny and his staff. They're playing great. You know, when we went there a few games ago, you know, we already knew that they were what they were capable of. And, you know, when we played them 3 weeks ago now here, I felt like they didn't have all their guys, and it was a little bit more difficult. But you could tell on tape that this was going to be a team that was going to separate itself from the rest of the pack.
And you kind of, you know, you went by it a little quick, but you're talking about a team that obviously likes playing together. And, you know, there's a confidence element to it. You had teams here. I'm thinking about 2015 is sort of what's in my mind specifically. But throughout that group, there was a confidence that seemed, yep, to belie what many people on the outside thought could be accomplished, and that has to be real, right? That has to translate tangibly into something.
Teams like that decide that everybody on the outside doesn't know what they're talking about, and they're just going to prove them all wrong. And I think that that's a fun part about being on a team like that. And, you know, we had unbelievable chip on our shoulder with those teams. And so I think that you can see that with Brooklyn. But they've been like that. They've been hard to play against every single minute since Kenny's gotten there. And you think back a couple of years ago when they really struggled, and our first game of the year we won by three at home, yeah, in our home opener. And we had a really good team that year. This team has always been really well coached, really organized, and they make it tough to beat them.
That's the head coach. It is among the many things that being part of this organization means is that at least, you know, once a year we have Seats for Soldiers Night at the Garden. And I think we're at the point where none of us need perspective because we talk about it so often. But yet on a night like this, to look up in the stands and see so many men and women in uniform, I think is just the perfect visceral reminder of what matters and what doesn't.
There's no question about it. The game is a good thing because it's a small distraction from what really matters. And I think ultimately we're very thankful for all of their service and all of their sacrifices. And it's fun that we get to honor them on a night like tonight. You wish you could make it every night because certainly what they've done is a lot more important than putting the ball through the net.
Celtics and the Nets next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.